Happy Easter. The words seem poor for such great joy that we celebrate this day. So, hallelujah, it seems a little better. We are redeemed. Every time we celebrate Easter, each spring, we are given new life. I hope that each and every one of you experiences the joy of this season that cannot come from yourself and yet wells up within you, the joy from the life of Christ within us. We spent 40 days forgetting ourselves, and at the end of it, we find ourselves, our life, and the life of Christ, that it is no longer we who live, for the tomb is empty, and Christ lives. He lives in us. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it, says the Lord. Those moments when we are most alive are when we lose ourselves in a certain sense. One might think of a peak athletic competition, the moment to which all training and the entire rest of the season has been directed, that athletes deny themselves all sorts of things so that when the big moment comes, they're able to be caught up in the moment and respond with the performance they have been seeking through the denial of all those other things. And they receive the exhilaration of all that effort coming together for that one moment. One can get lost in work, especially work of charity. Or we lose ourselves when we are most joyful. Jesus uses the image of the wedding banquet. Throughout the scriptures, the image of the wedding banquet is used. The joy that a guest experiences at a banquet wells up within them, but it does not come from themselves. They enjoy the celebration because they lose themselves in the exuberance of life, in the communion. The communion imaged by the bride and groom, lost to the outside world and to lesser concerns. Insofar as the guest feels self-conscious or fails to lose himself, to give himself to the celebration, does he fail to share in the joy of the moment? Easter is our greatest celebration of the year, when our joy spills over, and we welcome many friends, many family members visiting here today. We welcome people off the streets, as it were, to fill the banquet hall. We welcome those who are making their semi-annual visit to a church. Come share our joy that Jesus does rejoice in each and every one of your presence here today. Make our joy complete by losing yourself to the generosity of the love of Jesus Christ, who has returned from the dead. Make his joy complete by reconciling with him and sharing in the fullness of his life in communion once more. We all just came through 40 days of losing ourselves. And now we have 50 to find ourselves in Christ and in his joy. We find not just ourselves, but those we love, all our life, indeed all of creation is rediscovered in a new light, the light of Jesus' love for all of it, for all of them that caused him to die and to rise to redeem all of us and all of creation even. Through the loss, something is found. We rediscover all of God's gifts, that all is given to us. 46 days ago, when we started Lent, I said to you, many of you who were here, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. May you today experience what St. Therese expressed by saying, I am a speck of dust and a sunbeam. I believe she got the image from St. Catherine of Siena. But in any case, on Easter Sunday, we are specks of dust in a sunbeam. All we were is so small. All we are is nothing, and His grace is everything, and everything is grace. The world is flooded with light, the light of eternal life. We are nothing, our sins are forgotten, our good deeds are nothing as insofar as we keep them for ourselves. We are suspended in the immense love of God. We drown in it. Easter is always associated with baptism. New life comes from both. That life is renewed in us each and every time we celebrate Easter, even as we celebrated the baptisms last night for our catechumens. And each time we celebrate Easter, we celebrate our new life in Christ. We die to ourselves again, but He lives. He lives, and that is all that matters. Everything is made right in the world through Christ, through God's life filling His world again. And the water that Jesus gave has become a spring within the hearts of believers that wells up to eternal life. After our catechumens were baptized, they, together with our candidates, were confirmed. But the climax of their initiation into the church was not until their first communion. At every communion, we receive the life of Christ. We share in the communion of His church. We find our life in the vast celebration of life that is heaven, the heavenly marriage banquet. We always receive the living Christ in the Eucharist. Jesus offers His body and blood at every Mass where His sacrifice is represented. But then before communion, I place a small piece of the celebrant's host into the celebrant's chalice. Jesus' body and blood, separated by His passion, are reunited as He rises from the dead. We always receive the risen Christ, but especially in these next 50 days. We have 8 days of celebrating when every day is celebrated like today, and then 42 more celebrating receiving Jesus' new life. All that comes for you, from you, the good and the bad, is forgotten as Jesus renews His life within us, His living presence in the depths of our soul. The only time of year you are required to receive communion is during the Easter season. And the church has made it much easier to receive communion, thankfully, because of Jesus' great desire to be united with us. But let us today, above all other days, receive Him with gratitude and joy. Let our joy be in Him, that His joy may be complete, as we are united with His life here at the altar. Life is given to us again. Life is always a gift from the One who has conquered death. Our salvation is always a gift. We have spent the last 46 days trying to forget ourselves. Now we remember that Jesus has won the victory over death and redeemed us. And in light of that, everything is grace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.